We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny.
Well, there's a bit of a protest song, kind of. Tiny Hands by Fiona Apple. She wrote that just for this weekend's Women's March in Washington. Maybe they'll play Tiny Hands at the Seattle Women's March. Ijeoma, who knows? You won't know because you're not going to be there.
No, I will not.
This is a progressive writer and activist, Ijeoma Oluo. Good to see you again.
Good to be here.
We're talking about this Saturday's Seattle version of the National Women's March. There might be 50,000 people marching through Seattle on Saturday. The organizers have said that Donald Trump's election has ignited a fire in people, inspiring them to stand up for human rights and get involved in their community. And you were invited to speak at the Seattle March. Ijeoma, why did you say no?
In all honesty, at first, the reason why I said no was I've made a pledge for this year that I will not speak for free, especially to events with budgets, to majority white audiences. It is an emotional and mental effort. There's a lot of anguish involved in talking about oppression and systemic racism in our society. And I view asking women of color to do that for free is exploitative. And a lot of our oppression has been built on the economic exploitation of women of color. And so I gave it a lot of thought, but at the end of the day, it was not something I could do.
Now, listeners might think, wow, she's slamming the Seattle March. I read your Facebook post. You're supportive of the march.
I am. I'm very supportive, and I hope that a lot of people show up.
You have said, though, that some of the marchers have had the privilege to just now decide that something must be done. What makes you say that?
Well, honestly, it's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it from a lot of people. A lot of people are talking like this is a new renaissance of protest. People are saying our movements are going to be so grand. They're going to be so wonderful. Everyone is out in the streets. And a lot of people who have been out in the streets for a very long time are saying, where are you? Because just because the worst is happening to you now doesn't mean the worst hasn't already come for plenty of people in America, for women of color, for trans people, for disabled people. The worst has been here for a long time. So I feel like a lot of that view is simply that you just didn't see everyone who's been fighting for a very long time.
And you also said that the newcomers should not expect to build their movements on the backs of those who have been fighting. Is that happening to you? Is a movement being built on your back, the back of other people of color?
Yes, I would say that the requests that I've gotten to work for free, to speak for free, to write for free have probably tripled since this election. A lot of people want me to come in and basically redo the work that I've already been doing and the work that a lot of other women of color have already been doing for their benefit because they're just now paying attention. And that ignores, you know, really what oppression is. And a lot of oppression is expecting people of color to come in and work for you uncompensated.
Well, the organizers say that this march, it's inclusive. Many of the organizers are women of color. Many of the speakers are women of color. They've reached out to a lot of groups. What else do you want them to do for this march?
Yes, and I do.
Besides pay.
I applaud those efforts. But what I'm hearing, and it's not just me, I've also heard from people who, women of color, who were asked to donate venues at reduced cost and free, and other vendors of color. And we really do have to look at, if we want to fight oppression, what is actually causing oppression? And economic oppression is one of the primary pillars holding up, you know, racial oppression in this country. And we simply cannot ignore that. I think that what we need to be doing is really looking at, if we say we are marching for people of color, we're marching for women, we are marching for trans people, we are marching for disabled people, we need to actually march for the things that will help them, and that means listening to them, not just saying we have these many brown faces and black faces in the audience. We actually have to look at what people are marching for.
It's hard for white people not to take comments like this personally, Ijeoma, as you well know. Are you sure, though, that you're not stereotyping and minimizing thousands of marchers who you don't even know?
No, I'm not saying anything about people's intent. Right. And honestly, I've said many times, intent means very little to me. I do hope that people go and they have a wonderful time. And I think you have to start somewhere. What I'm talking about are repeating patterns that we have seen over and over and over again. And it is my job to shed light on these patterns so that we can stop. So if you want to do the work, and I truly believe that everyone marching wants to do the work to end oppression, that means you have to listen to what the people who are being oppressed are saying that they need and the patterns that they're seeing. You're not going to see it if people don't say it.
But you're not going to be there to say it.
No, and that's where I have said it,
yeah.
Right? But I also know this, that if I said I was going to go and speak, my name would be used to coerce other women of color, just as I got an email saying so-and-so will be there, so-and-so is going to be there, to also work for free. I have to set an example for other women of color who are similarly pressured to do this work uncompensated. I don't ever want my name to be used as a reason why another woman undervalues her work.
I've known you a little while, Ijeoma, so I hope I can ask this at the risk of offense. Is it possible that you're carrying a grudge that we've explored many times? Again, not a grudge that we've explored, but a feeling that white Seattle liberals have not been awake, alert, active, done enough. Is it time to, and if so, is it time to bury the hatchet and join hands? Because what you're saying can come across as divisive, even if it's heartfelt. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, and I do think that that's something that a lot of people, when they initially hear my words, will feel. I recognize there will be that sting that comes on, right? Because it feels like your intentions are being attacked. But the truth is that what is divisive is when we ask marginalized populations to stifle their needs and stifle their complaints to benefit, quote unquote, the bigger whole. We have to stick to our ideals. And if our ideals are true inclusiveness, that includes listening and learning from past mistakes and moving forward in a productive way, not just a peaceful way, but a way that actually makes change and builds upon what has already been done and corrects mistakes that have been made in the past.
So to a listener who wonders whether Ijeoma is talking about her or him, you would say if you're marching on Saturday with your friends and then not doing anything else, I'm talking to you?
Exactly. There are a lot of things that we can be doing right now in Seattle to make a real difference for the lives that you say you are marching for. So I say, take this. If you go, get inspired and then say, where can I be of use? Don't think that marching down the street is going to change anything. What it should be is an act of inspiration to make you get out there and leverage your privilege, leverage your relationships, and get out in the streets, find out what's happening in this city. We have a new youth jail coming up. Look at whether or not you want black and brown children locked up disproportionately in this city in a brand new facility. And really start putting this to work. Meet with your school boards. Do whatever you can on a local level to put that inspiration from this march to work.
Ijeoma Oluo, Seattle writer, activist, the editor-at-large of The Establishment. Tomorrow's march, Be There or Not, begins at 10 o'clock at Judkins Park. Thanks, Ijeoma.
Thank you.
It's KUOW's The Record.